Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Hi, folks. Again, I want to thank you for being here tonight. And, of course, this is Zuma's Health Education Call. Got some good information lined up tonight, as always. And I get to spend some time with a lady who is a member of Zuma's Scientific Advisory Board. She is a wealth of knowledge and information on personal health and well-being. Part of that is because she spent a lot of years studying this, but also because she's a naturopathic doctor. She has her own practice right there in the great state of Georgia. And thanks to technology and the fact that it's 2025, she's not relegated to just taking care of folks in Georgia. She does a great job through her clinical practice, the Olive Leaf, of helping people literally all around the country improve their health and well-being. And I'm proud to tell you that she utilizes some of the Zuma products in her practice. So that's always exciting to know that we have an influence as well when she's helping people make those improvements in their health. So I want to make sure that she's on the line with us tonight. Dr. Melissa Bennett, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Dr. Bennett, I am glad to have you on as always. Thanks for being with us tonight.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because my dog's in the background and Pippin's growling. So it sounds, I'm like, and if anyone's listening out there, they're going to hear like growling, like, on the other side.
Well, I'm glad you're letting us know it's your dog and not your stomach.
That's true. That's so funny. Oh my goodness. So, you know, tonight I was trying to figure out a really good subject because I always try to come up with unique subjects, but sometimes I really just like to focus on Zuma and the products and the health benefits from those products. I'm just happy people joined today. And, you know, I saw the Zuma Health Beat, and it was talking about heading into warmer weather and knowing that we need to stay hydrated and all of that. And then I thought, you know what, Blast is going to be a great topic because it's one of those products you don't really hear about as much, but it's so important, and it's like a hidden gem. But, you know, like I said, I'm just going to start off by talking about something I have not spoken on before, and I've been doing these for years, and I call some of these products like sleeper products because we have our products that are like major, like Focus Up and X2O and, Metabolize, all those are like major products, but they're all good products because you guys only pick high-quality products and make the high-quality products. So I thought, you know what? Blast is going to be one of those products, and it's kind of a product that can be used as a catalyst, and a catalyst is something that helps bring people to good health because without it, they may not do something that they would do if they didn't have it, and I'll explain that in just a second because I personally have to sit here and testify because when I was in my 20s, I'm talking maybe my entire life, I really did not drink water. In my 20s, I really didn't. I just remember not doing it, and I never even touched it. And I'm like, what the heck? I was in school, but I did not want to drink any water. And I just thought it was disgusting. And, you know, back in the day, it could be because we didn't have any type of filter, right? We just had, you know, the taste of the fluoride and the taste of chlorine and all the stuff that they put in the water back then. But I really just didn't drink. I drank everything else but that. Not a lot of whiskey or anything like that, though, but anything but water. And then here I am, you know, when I turned 33, I end up getting diagnosed with this really aggressive cancer. And I'm like, well, how did this happen? And now we know in PubMed that drinking water reduces colon cancer by 45% and breast cancer by 50%. So this is one of the reasons I wanted to focus on Blast, because if you can get your children or your family or friends really drinking water, then they're going to be healthy long term. And some people still, even with filters, they don't like water, so they won't drink it. They'll drink everything else. They'll drink all the flavored drinks and all of that, but they will not touch water. So I really feel like Blast is, like I said, one of the catalysts that can help people maintain health because they're actually going to consume water, which is very, very healthy. And you know, you put BLAST and X2O together, and then you have this amazing powerhouse of things that are going together. So you've got the BLAST and you got X2O, which I'm not going to focus on, but we know it has, you know, at least 70 trace minerals. It alkalizes water to 9.5. And the cool thing about it is people don't realize that this one quick topic of X2O is that you have all of the minerals that are actually mimicking the same mineral content within bones. And I was actually at dinner tonight, and I was like, my goodness, the whole table, we were supposed to be there for some financial thing, but it ended up being all of the people at the table talking about health. And I was able to share with them, you know, about X2O and osteoporosis, osteopenia, not that it cures it, but I'm walking around knowing that I've been using this for years. And when I finished chemo, I had osteopenia, and now my bones through a DEXA scan are like they're back in their 20s. So it is so cool. So, and I love that because I play a lot of sports. So it's just really neat that we have that X2O. But on top of the X2O, we have BLAST. And I think, you know, BLAST is one of those things that you can obviously add to your X2O. But I also wanted to find out, and that's what I was going to ask you, Ken, how did you guys come up with BLAST? I'm sure you had X2O first, but then where did BLAST come up? How did that come about?
You know, it's a great question because, you know, one of the things that we realized when we first brought X2O into the marketplace is we realized a lot of people were excited about what they thought X2O, you know, could do for them and their health. But a lot of people, adults especially, you know, would confess to us that, hey, you know what, I just don't like drinking water. It's not my thing. You know, it's plain, it's yucky. So we found this problem. We had these people that saying they really thought that X2O could be beneficial to them, but they just couldn't bring themselves to just drink a plain old bottle of water. And adults are bad enough. Kids are oftentimes even worse. You know, a lot of moms and dads or grandparents wanted to see their young ones drinking, you know, more water and benefiting from X2O as well. And again, that's sometimes an even harder deal, is to get them to drink just plain old water. So we said, what if we could just find a way to make plain water flavored, but do it where it not only tasted great, but it didn't contain all of the junk, whether it be artificial sweeteners or colors or preservatives or all the stuff that's typically in any kind of a flavored beverage. And that's kind of how the whole idea of BLAST was born, of this idea that let's give people an opportunity to flavor water, to make it taste good so they'll want to drink more of it, both obviously, you know, young people as well as adults. But the idea was also to be able to put something in the water that would complement and not compete with the X2O, because that was the main goal, was to help people get the X2O into their body. Like you were saying, these beautiful trace minerals and the alkalinity, you know, and the hydration benefits, all the things that X2O does in the body. And we thought, well, it's sort of a way to trick yourself into, you know, being able to not only drink the X2O, but do it, you know, with the water that you wouldn't drink normally because it was plain and had no flavor. That's how it was born. And as I'm sure you're going to get into tonight, it's evolved beyond just a flavoring aid for water. It's gotten a lot more robust in terms of some of the benefits it offers.
Yeah, and I was wondering, did they start off with glass exactly the way it's formulated, or did they add to it and enhance it over time? Because I'm going to go over some of the really cool things that are in it that I wasn't even aware of. I had no idea.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's evolved over time. I mean, obviously it was with us before you even, you know, who knew who Zuma was. We had Blast in the line. But you're right, in the early days, Blast was really just mostly just a water flavoring. It wasn't a whole lot beyond that, and it's really evolved quite a bit over the years. And obviously today, it's a full-on health beverage in addition to being something that just makes your water taste great.
Yeah, and that was amazing to me because I knew about the phytonutrients because I think, yeah, I was reading it gives like 1.5 servings of whole food, derived fruits and vegetables in each stick. I mean, that's a huge thing. And I knew.
Well, especially when you think about kids, right? It's usually the kids are the worst ones, right? Trying to get them to eat their fruits and veggies sometimes is tough. And we thought when we did that, when we added that piece to the puzzle, we thought, wouldn't this be great if parents and grandparents could give their kids something that maybe to them tasted like Kool-Aid or some other sweet beverage, but they're kind of in a roundabout way sneaking in, you know, a serving and a half of whole food derived fruits and veggies without the person who's drinking it even knowing it, and that's part of the magic is, you know, you're drinking something that doesn't necessarily taste healthy, but it is healthy, right?
And that's the beauty of it, because that is one of the things that's missing a lot from even, you know, adults trying to get in their veggies. They don't realize that maybe this might be an alternative, although they need to eat their vegetables if they're adults. But, you know what I'm saying, just to add it in there is going to give, like we were talking about, a foundation of health, because a lot of times we don't get what we need on a daily basis. So if you have something you're using on a regular schedule, like every day, then you're knowing that you're going to get at least that 1.5 servings of the whole fruit and the vegetables in that little stick. And then, obviously, you guys don't put any artificial sweeteners or flavors, colors, or preservatives, like some of the name brand things out there that really have a lot of chemicals, but they have a lot of good marketing. So people are thinking that's the way to go because they don't look deeper than the label and the colors. So it's so beautiful to just know that is one of the things that Zuma always thinks about, is making sure that everything is pure and that it's not adding any extra stress, burden of toxicity into your body. And I think that's really, really, really important. I also like the fact that it only has like five, people always feel like when they're drinking something or eating something, they're thinking about the caloric content, and this only has 5 calories per serving. So it's just a minimal amount of calories. And I think that's a really good thing. And then we were talking about the immune system support. Had no idea about that, except knowing that it's got the phytonutrients in there. But, Ken, I didn't know about the mushroom blend. I had no idea that it had like the lion's mane mushroom, the shiitake mushrooms, reishi mushrooms, and maitake mushrooms, and these are all like very good for your immune system and anti-cancer. So I mean, Blast is like got all these little things I have no idea, and that is so important for people. They don't know. I put people on mushroom blends when they're going through like chemotherapy and stuff. I just think that's really neat that you could add that in. Is that something they added later, or is that something that came up over time?
That's more of a recent addition, and part of that came from, and a lot of people listening in tonight can probably relate to this, you know, there's been kind of a buzz that started and been created around functional mushrooms over the last couple of years. It's really kind of taken hold in the supplement industry, and of course, you know, people who are maybe not fans of mushrooms in general, you know, to eat them, you know, start to think, well, that's probably tastes horrible if it's got mushrooms in it. Obviously, you know, thanks to modern nutritional science, we can put these mushroom extracts in a product like Blast, and it doesn't affect the taste. We can do it in a way where you could still have something that tastes, again, maybe like it's almost an unhealthy sweetened beverage, but it's got all these great things in it. The other thing that's kind of interesting, and I know you've seen this a lot, Melissa, is, you know, there's a lot of people that have heard about or seen these mushroom coffees, you know, with these various different mushroom extracts in it. And we at Zuma didn't want to go a mushroom coffee route, and that was one of the other motivations. We knew a lot of people were kind of getting excited about mushroom-based beverages, and we thought, well, we've got a great beverage in Blast. Let's add the mushroom extracts into that formula. It's funny, you know, because a lot of our people who have been using Blast for a long time were concerned when we added the mushroom blend, thinking, oh, this is going to change the taste. It's not going to taste good anymore. And obviously most of them were pleasantly surprised that it didn't change the taste at all. In fact, we made some tweaks to make it even a little bit tastier, I think, over that, transition when we added the mushroom blend. So, I think it's one of those things where, again, if anybody's paying attention to kind of the newest stuff in the health and wellness arena, functional mushrooms definitely, as you well know, are becoming a lot more popular. And I'm just excited that we've got, you know, such a great tasting product that's got functional mushrooms in it.
And for people who don't know functional, some people don't realize that mushrooms actually have a medicinal quality, because mushrooms, like the lion's mane, helps with cognition and memory, helps you increase concentration. It helps calm you, so you get rid of anxiety. The reishi mushroom actually helps with fatigue and depression, supports heart health and blood sugar control. And the shiitake mushrooms, you can use that to lower the LDL cholesterol and preventing plaque buildup and maintaining healthy blood pressure and circulation and that maitake mushroom does the same thing with balancing the blood sugar, lowering those cholesterol levels, and lowering blood pressure and boosting immune function. I mean, it's just crazy to think about. It's all in that little stick. And but everybody's taking it in thinking, oh, it's just a sweet little thing that I can add to enhance my water. But it's doing all of these things that people are not even aware of. And, first of all, we're obviously getting the hydration, right? Because as you're adding it, you're going to get hydrated. And like we always talk about in Zuma, that people walk around completely dehydrated. They don't even know it. And then, if they're drinking the X2O, and honestly, X2O by itself changes the molecular structure of the water to the point where you love to drink water. So even just X2O alone, but for those people who really, say, hey, I need something else, this is a great way of adding it in and getting hydrated. But the other thing that we need to focus on, too, it is sugar-free. That means it's not going to spike your blood sugar, and diabetic. Can use this because it's not going to have that spike. And if people are watching their weight, it's going to help them avoid crashes that they get from drinking sugary drinks, because that's what happens typically. Insulin goes up, you don't burn fat. And if this is not affecting that, but people are able to satisfy their craving with just something like this, then they're not going to run towards, desserts and things that could potentially throw them off track, especially if they're trying to lose weight. I think that's an awesome way of using it. And
Melissa, I'm going to jump in because you hit the nail on the head there. One of the secret benefits, and I'm so glad you brought that up, that people really love about this is, hey, most of us, me included, sometimes you get that sweet tooth craving, and some people get it a lot, actually. And, you're right, there's so many things we could reach for, whether it's, cakes or pies or ice cream or whatever. But that's going to be loaded with sugar and calories. And if we're trying to manage healthy weight or trying to manage blood sugar or if we're worried about insulin sensitivity, all of those things, you don't want to be, stuffing your body with a bunch of sugary stuff. And so for me personally, I'll just give this, my personal testimony. I get those sweet cravings at least a few times a week. And for me, one of the things I love is that blast can just satisfy that sweet craving. And it keeps me from wanting to go and make bad decisions about, satisfying that sweet tooth. And I feel so good about it because it gives me exactly what I'm trying to satisfy in terms of the craving. But I don't feel guilty about it afterwards because it is such a healthy thing. And, of course, I know you're going to talk about this. That's the other cool thing about it. There's fun ways to use that product beyond just throwing it in your water.
Oh, sure. And, especially for kids, because kids you can feel good about giving, blast to your kids. I just saw, this is so funny, because parents, and I remember when my girls were little, if I did go to a fast food restaurant or something, I would think I'd be making the healthy choice by, let's do the chicken nuggets instead of the hamburger. But I just saw this thing, oh my gosh, and it was so horrible. It was how they make chicken nuggets. And I'm not sure if it's just that, McDonald's, I don't want to give them a bad rap, but it's just in general how they make chicken nuggets is so disgusting. It was like rolling this big flattened out chicken on these giant rollers, and then all of a sudden it looks like taffy, and then they put the chemicals in it to enhance it, and then they cut it into like little pieces, and it's just so gross. I was like, oh my gosh, I was eating that. I was like, this is so bad. So it's kind of like we're thinking, okay, we're doing something healthy, but we really aren't. And so it's one of those things with BLAST, right? It's kind of like you're giving your children something that's healthy, and you know it's healthy, and you really know the inside story. Because a lot of stuff that we eat, even though it's marketed, right, as healthy, it's not really healthy. So it's like natural flavors when sometimes is in that range. So you have to be careful with what you're consuming, and really know, where it's coming from and what you're eating. And I just heard, I'm not sure if this is true, that they were getting rid of the red dye, maybe in those hot Cheetos, which are disgusting to anyone under over 25. It's kind of like that's the cutoff. But I think they're actually getting rid of a lot of the stuff that's been kind of questionable as far as our health. So I think they're trying to, like, maybe tighten it up a little bit, get rid of stuff that could potentially be linked to things like ADHD and stuff like that. But when you think about BLAFS, you're just bypassing all of that, and that's the beautiful thing. That is the beautiful thing. So if you do have, you know, you want to use BLAFS and you just say, okay, well, I can add it to my water, that's a great way. But, you know, I really like in the healthy, they were talking about, like, different things you can do with it, like BLAFS slushies. So you just take 12 to 18 ounces of water, you take a packet of BLAFS and some ice into a blender, and then you've made yourself a slushie. And that's just really nice, you know, when it gets hot out. And then someone mentioned, it also said BLAFS ice cubes. That's a cool idea because you could actually make the BLAFS, put them into little ice trays, and then put them into your Zuma bottle with your X2O, and it's just going to give it that light flavor. I'm going to try that one. I have not tried that. I think that's really awesome. And then they mentioned BLAFS popsicles. You get a popsicle mold. You mix your BLAFS in water. You pour it in. You freeze it. And that's just awesome with kids for sure. And Jell-O, which I've never bought like plain Jell-O, like the gelatin portion, but you can get the healthy gelatin and then just mix in the BLAFS flavor and add some fruit. And you don't have any dye or sugar or anything. It just makes its own little Jell-O. And the last one was the BLAFS smoothies and iced tea. And you just add, instead of putting sugar in your tea, you just sweeten it with, you know, naturally with BLAFS. And that's really good if you go above the Mason-Dixon line when you're in the land of unsweet tea. I think, I don't know where it stops, Ken, but it's somewhere between North Carolina and Virginia. And then you're sitting there trying to explain to them, like, can I have, like, a tiny bit of, I do the 80-20 rule, like 80% unsweet and 20% sweet. And they're like, sweet tea? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. So this would be a great thing to carry with you as you go further north or west and just add a little bit in to give that tea just a little bit of sweetness. And really, you don't need a lot. I think you're limited only by your imagination because it's just so versatile. You can use it with anything. And you just also can just use it the way it's designed where you have like 20 to 40 ounces of water. And depending on how strong you like it, because some people may not have to use the whole stick. Some people can use, you know, half the stick if they feel like it. And it's a lot less expensive than trying to drive out, pick up a drink that you're going to find at your store, and you'll have it right at your house. I mean, I think, I don't even know what the cost is, but it's just ridiculously low, like maybe a fourth of what you'd end up paying for a drink. But I think that's one of the things that we need to look at, too, is you can tell people, you know what, this is a cost-effective way of adding flavor to your water without having to go out and get one of those sugary drinks. And one thing that's not listed in the health beat that I like to do myself, and I tell patients to do this, is you can get just a bottle of seltzer water and you could add BLAFS to that, and it would give it that sparkly, you know, bubbly thing along with the flavor. And then you have like more like a Coke quality BLAFS. Not that you need to do that all the time, but I don't think anything's wrong with the carbonated water as long as it doesn't have anything extra in it. So that's a really good, nice little combination, and you can make your own sodas in a way. Now, I have to say, as a disclaimer, I have not tried that yet. So I should probably try it first because I'm wondering if it would mix well, and that's a good question, Ken, in the carbonated water. I mean, because if you're shaking, you're shaking it up, trying to mix it up, and then you open up the bottle and your BLAFS is blasting all over your kitchen. That might not be.
No, you're right. Well, what's funny is, you know, they have these machines that, you know, you use to make soda or carbonated, you know. So what's interesting is you can take, you're right, because if you're trying to agitate it or shake it up and you have something that's carbonated and you're adding to that, it's going to be a little challenging, right?
But one
of the things that is true is you can take the BLAFS. So let's say you just started with like a base carbonated water or like a sparkling water. You can make that BLAFS really like a, almost like a, which I don't want to say syrup because that's probably a bad connotation, but you can make it with a little bit of water and make it really, really strong. And then you can add that into something like a sparkling water. We've had members do that. And it creates that really great flavor profile in like a sparkling water. So you kind of get the best of both worlds, but you just end up mixing it with a lot less water, making it really strong. And then it really does a great job of flavoring. You don't have to worry about, you know, shaking it up or blending it up and killing all the carbonation.
Right. That's a great idea. Yeah, I want to try that. I think that would be an awesome thing just to try it to see what it tastes like. And, you know, just to kind of recap, so if you're talking to your friends about it, you just got to let them know that, Blast has a delicious taste. It has no sugar. It's loaded with nutrients. It's loaded with these really awesome mushrooms. It helps them drink more water, and it's fun for kids and adults alike. So it's got all these great qualities, and I think I just want to plug it more because, honestly, I personally did not know it had all of those things in there. And so that's the main reason I wanted to do this call, too, because I was like, wow, you know what? People need to be aware of what they have in Zuma, and that is one of the big products that really can take off and blast off, right?
Yes. And you actually hit one more important point, and I think this is a good one that I want anybody to overlook, and that's this. It is affordable. Like, literally, you know, at our discounted member price, each stick is $1.93. And when you think about everything that's in that stick, and you can, like you said, you can get, you know, if you want it, you know, more strongly flavored, you can easily get 20 ounces of a strong flavored beverage. You can even go, if you want it lighter flavored, you can, you know, basically do it within 40 ounces or do two different 20-ounce beverages. And now you're taking that $1.93 cost, you're cutting it in half. So now you're less than a dollar, you know, and so it's it's so cost-effective, but yet so good and so healthy. You're right, it's hard to find something in the marketplace, you know, that has all the benefits and all the nutrients that you've got in Blast that even comes close to competing on it with price. Yeah, and so, yeah, you're right. You started out this call saying something that I realized is so true about this product. We don't talk about it a lot. It's just kind of a fun, cool product. We don't talk about it a lot, so a lot of people sometimes overlook it and don't, you know, think to even try it. But it is such a cool little product. And most of the time when people try it, we can see the orders that people place, and then we get to see, of course, their reorders. And so many people that try it, they go, wow, this is great, and they reorder it on a regular basis. So, you know, that's a compliment to the product, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. And, I just thought, I'm bringing attention to that. I was like, yes, let's talk about Blast. And I think I'm going to, my next order, I'm going to start carrying some in my practice because I'm just so excited. I educated myself on this call. I was like, wow, I had no idea. So this was really, really beneficial for a lot of people.
Yeah, and Melissa, obviously I know you're so busy with your practice, and it was one of those things that you didn't have any involvement in the formulation. It's easy to overlook even for you, and so you're a great testimony as to, you know, when Zuma members discover something like this or others in our line that sometimes they just, you know, didn't pay attention to, and it's like, wow, hey, I had no idea Zuma had this great product. And you're right, this is part of that discovery process that, you know, again, we always encourage our members to do as they explore what else Zuma has to offer.
Well, awesome. Well, just want to end with saying it's not hot. I don't know if it's hot there yet, but when it does get hot, you just stay cool, stay hydrated, and have a blast this summer. That's the tagline.
That's right. That's right. All right, Melissa, as always, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate all the information you share with us on these calls. So thanks for being here tonight. And folks, thank you for being here live. And again, as always, we've recorded this call. Encourage you to access that and certainly share it with others who you think might be interested in trying or learning more about Zuma Blast. So thanks for listening, folks. Have a great rest of the week. Look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks, Melissa.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.